Okay. Good, Va. All right. We're going to start. I'm going to start a little out of order. This is in Emek Bracha Tefillah. I'm going to start with something that he brings up towards the middle, but it's a good question to start with. What if a person is in the middle of Shema Esrei, and they make a mistake, or they're not sure if they make a mistake, and they don't know what the din is? The question is, what do you do? So the Chai Adam says, and this is quoted halacha, that if you're Omid B'Tefillah, and if you're Nestapik, a person is unsure what the halacha is, what he's supposed to do, he can go and look it up. He can go look it up. And the Chai Adam is even Mesupuk, even if you have to talk, you have to ask a Shaila in the middle of Shema Esrei, maybe that wouldn't be considered a Hefsik. Why would that not be considered a Hefsik? As we know, the Gemara has by Berachas HaMotzi, if you're going to talk something that's also Indian, pass the salt, feed the animal first, just in time. So that's not hefsek. Hamotzi, if you're talking something also Indian, is not hefsek. So says the Chai Adam, if I have a shayla in Hilchos Tefillah, it could be I'm even allowed to talk in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to ask a shayla that he's not so confident about, but at least to look something up in a safe where you're not going to talk if you're mesupik. That's what the Chai Adam says. So the question is that true? That halacha that the Chai Adam brings down. So for this, we're going to go back. We're going to go to Machlokas Rambam Raisin. There's a Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos and Daf Mem Tes Amid Aleph Tamid Beis is talking about saying Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh and benching, as we're familiar with. And then the Gemara has on Mem Tes Amid Beis Itmar Allah Amr of Menashe Bar Tachlif Amarav Lo Shanu Ela Shelo Pasach Batov. Sorry, I should have started a little bit earlier. He says, "What do you tavlo hiskir shorosh chodesh? What do? You say barach shenasan rosh chodesh l'am Yisrael azikaron. You have to say a special bracha. That's also true if you forget ritzei. There's a special bracha to say in the middle of benching if you forget it. And says the Gemara, now that I was reading a minute ago, itmar Allah amar Menashe bar Tachlif amarav lo shanu ela shelo pasach ba'atov ameitiv. That's only if you didn't yet start the bracha of atov ameitiv. Aval pasach ba'atov ameitiv chozer l'rosh. So." This special bracha for forgetting Yalav Yo, forgetting Ritzei, is only if you didn't yet start the next bracha of Atova Meitiv. If you start the next bracha of Atova Meitiv, then you're Chozer L'Rosh. You lost your chance to make that extra bracha, so you have to be Chozer L'Rosh. So what does Chozer L'Rosh mean? So it says Rashi on the spot. Let's Berachas HaMazon. Go back to the beginning of Berachas HaMazon. Once you missed Yalav Yavo or whatever, they have to figure out what we're talking about, Ritzei, whatever it is. But once you forget this main amora, you have to go back to the beginning of benching. That's what Rashi says, Kidamrinon Gabe Tfila. Just like we say, Ba'ishmon Esrei, Akar Esraglov. If you person starts taking three steps back, Chozer L'Rosh. Hasam Udeka Akiris Raglaim. That's because you have Akiris Raglaim. Avalhacha Siyim Habracha Akiris Raglaim. So Rashi says, Ba'ishmon Esrei, we have a hard stop. What's the stop to Yishmon Esrei? When you're Akar Raglaim, you start taking three steps back. That's when you finish Shemoneh Esrei. By benching, you don't have that. So therefore, once you've finished your... Once you start a Tova Meitiv, that's like you've already finished your brachos there. I saw the first three brachos at benching, and therefore, if you missed your main amor, you missed your Ritzei, you have to go back to the beginning of benching. That's Rashi, yeah.
It's the worst Tova Meitiv or the beginning of the bracha?
The beginning of the bracha.
You can't finish Berachat Hashem, just go into the Mika bracha? No, if you say Baruch Atah Hashem, isn't this a bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem?
No, because once I start Rashi's learning, that's a good question. I'm pretty sure that what Rashi's learning, once I start Atova Meitiv, once I'm Pasach Batzov Meitiv, which implies the beginning of the bracha, so the word is not really about Atova Meitiv. The fact is that I ended benching. I've ended my Gimel Brachos Deraisa. So once I, even if I would say anything, once I end my Brachos Deraisa, I've ended benching. It's the same as Akiris Raglayim by Tefillah, and therefore I have to go back. And so Paskin the Rambam and Hilchos Brachos Beis Yud Beis. And the Ravid there argues. And the Ravid says, hold on. What are Rashi and the Rambam comparing it to? They're comparing it to Shemoneh Esrei. Well, if you look back by Shemoneh Esrei in Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis and Brachos Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, it's not such a davar pashut. What do we do after Shemoneh Esrei? Sometimes we say Tachanunim, say Elokai Netzor, you add other tefillos, right? There's a special idea at the end of Shemoneh Esrei to add one's own Tachanunim. And the Gemara Taka says, it's a question, Lahalacha, how to, I mean, this Machlokes Rishonim, how to learn this Gemara. But the Gemara concludes in Brachos Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis that if you're still saying the Tachanunim, you're still considered in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore, if you would make a mistake, you don't need to go back to the beginning of davening. Meaning, it's true, the Gemara makes a tally on two things. There's a Gemara here in Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. It says that if you're Ragel Omer Tachanunim Acher Tfilaso Choser LaAvoda. So it sounds like really it's telling in two things, Akiras Raglaim and saying Tachanunim, but that's what the Ravid asks over here. Just to let, I'll read inside, it'll be clear. Amar of Ram Tab is that he's asking on the Rambam, who's the same as Rashi. Delogria brach revius mi mishiragi lomer tachinur machar tfilasa. Shem tavo hisker shavash chodesh pavoda. Let's say a person let the yalav yavo in Ritzay, in the middle of Shemnes, right? Alpha pishis shesiim simshalom. You finish simshalom. Chozer la avoda. Veino chozer la rosh. Hilka chachanami posek vachozer tchilas boding yishlaim. You've started atov ameitev. Atov ameitev is words. It's a bracha. It's mean derabanan. It's din derabanan. It's shayach to benching. It's no different than saying your tachanunim at the end of davening. So you haven't finished yet. So you don't have to go all the way back to the beginning of benching. So it says there. How does Rabbi learn this Gemara on daf mem test that we started with that says chozer la rosh? Very easy. Chozer la rosh means to the beginning of the previous bracha to rachim. You've lost the opportunity to do your makeup bracha, so you have to go back to rachim. Turns out that your rachim wasn't a rachim, but you don't not chozer la rosh to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, because you're still in the middle. You're not the chozer la rosh to the beginning of benching, because you're still in the beginning of benching. That is the question that the Ravid has in the Rambam and Rashi. Good. Okay. Excellent. Now let's discuss the teretz. So Emek Bracha starts with the teretz by saying he is sold from that he heard b'shem Rav Chaim, and then he says afterwards he saw it's in Rav Chaim and Sefer. Indeed, it's one of the more popular pieces in Rav Chaim about a steer in Rambam and Minhilchos Tefila about Kavana. Just we'll speak it out a little bit. The Rambam discusses Kavana of Tefila in two places. In Perek Dalet of Hilchos Tefila, the Rambam writes Kavana Salev. Ketzad is an alacha tezvav dal tezvav called tefilah sheina bekavana ina tefilah. Mimispalo blo kavana chozer mispalo bekavana. A tefilah without kavana, any part of it without kavana is not a tefilah. And therefore, if you're mispalo blo kavana, you have to daven again. That's a Rambam Perek Dalet. The Rambam Perek Yud, the beginning of Perek Yud, says, "Mishespal v'lo kivin eslibo yachzer v'ispal b'kavana." If a person davened and didn't have kavana, he should daven again with kavana. But then he says, and I think we're probably familiar with this halacha, "In kimi libo b'bracha rishona shavin atzar." The bare minimum is kavana in the bracha rishona, which is really the first three brachos, right? The first three brachos, Shemoneh Esrei, are like one long bracha. So the Rambam, so hold on, how much is ma'akiv? Is it kavana of the entire Shemoneh Esrei, or is it only kavana of the first three brachos? There's a steer in Rambam. So what's the answer that Rav Chaim lays down? This is what Emek Bracha is quoting. There's two types of kavana. Really, there's three types of kavana. If you look in the Rav Chaim, what he explains. But one kavana is peir shamilim, to know the meaning of the words that I'm saying. That is only ma'akev in the first bracha. If a person doesn't understand what he's saying, the rest of the way, he's still yotze. But there's another kavana. Rav Chaim calls the kavana of omi lefnei melech. If you look, you have to look. I did a cheap job on you. I didn't read you the hemshech of each halacha. But in Perek Dalet, in the next halacha, halach tezayin, I skipped a few words over there, but I'm not. If you'll trust me that I'm not skipping too much. Ketzadiyah kavana. You should look it up afterwards. Ketzadiyah kavana. Shiefan elibo mikol ha-machshavos v'yira atzmo kilu omi lefnei hashchina. You have to get rid of all your thoughts and be omid lefnei hashchina. There's a kavana by tefillah that's called omid lefnei hashchina. It's an extension of the. In general, we have there's two types of kavana by mitzvos in general, right? There's a kavana like all the kavanos and the mekubalim and the peirush hamilim and all the things. And there's also a more basic kavana, the kavana that you're aware of the fact that you're doing a mitzvah. So the first kavana, the greiser kavana, is all the gevalda gezachim. That's not necessarily makiv a mitzvah. It's not kavana to know that you're doing a mitzvah. It's a machlokas in the Gemara, machlokas amaran. Tanai maybe amaran. Pasha pshat is it is makiv. That's me paskin in Nechos Kriyat Shema in Shulchan Aruch. But lemaise, this by tefillah, it's not enough to know you're doing the mitzvah of tefillah. If you're not omid lefnei hamelech, you're not doing a tefillah. The Rambam's lashon is very strong, called tefillah she'ena b'kavana ena tefillah. And what kavana is he talking about? The kavana of yifan elibo mikol machshavos. Get rid of all of your external thoughts, right? Especially if you're in midterms or whatever, you might have a lot of thoughts going on. But even when you're learning all day, still, unfortunately, there's a lot of stuff that can come in your head. But yir atzmo ki omid lefnei hashchina. Be omid lefnei hashchina. So omid lefnei hashchina is ma'ake. A tefillah that's not omi lefnei hashchina is not a tefillah. That's what Rav Chaim says. And that's Samek Bracha is going to use this yesod and explain a bunch of things. First of all, now we can understand the sheet of the Rambam and Rashi, which we which we mentioned before about the chiluk between Shemoneh Esrei and benching. When I'm davening, when I still have tachanunim before I'm oker aglav, that's a continuation of being omid lefnei shechina. I'm still in that state of being omid lefnei melech. And so long as I haven't finished my tachanunim, I can go back. Let's say I forgot yalav yavo and Rosh Chodesh or whatever, I can just go back to Ritzeh. I don't need to go all the way back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei because I'm still in davening. I haven't left davening. By benching, there is no musag of omid lefnei shechina. So, say Rashi and the Rambam, once I finish those Gimel Brachos, the Brachos Deraisa, and I start, I put the stamp of approval on the finishing of those Brachos by starting Atova Meitiv, Haray, I have finished benching. I'm not still in a state of being Omid Lefnei Shechina. Omid Lefnei Shechina is something by Tefillah, it's not by benching. And therefore, by benching, again, once I finish the three brachos by starting the fourth bracha, then I'm done to the point of no return, and I have to be chozer to the beginning of benching. That's the Emek Bracha's explanation for the Rambam and Rashi. That's the chiluk between tefillah, where the tachanunim can continue my tefillah because I'm omeid lefnei melech still, as opposed to by benching, such as svara doesn't exist. So now, in the time we have, I want to just use this yesod to explain a few other things, what Emek Bracha does here. First of all, there's a very interesting shita quoted in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef projects it. It's the Avodram B'Shem Rav Gershom Ben Rav Shlomo. Also, Aruchos Chaim B'Shem Ravid. Say like this. Let's say a person starts schmoozing in the middle of davening. So where do they have to go back? So they say, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Why? And their svar is because it's Kul Chad of Bracha. The entire Shemoneh Esrei is one Bracha. So the Beis Yosef says, I don't understand. That's not true. Each bracha is unique. The first three are one bracha, the last three are one bracha, but the middle bracha is each bracha separate. So in the first of Gemara like that. So Beis Yosef projects it, but says, they make bracha, very nice pshat. No. Why do you have to go back? Because, the mahus of a tefillah Shemoneh Esrei is omid lefnei melech. If you start schmoozing in the middle, you've broken up your omid lefnei melech. So it's not simply a matter of being mafsik. It's true that if each bracha is a din, so each bracha is a din, you yotze the bracha. Like you could really say the bracha was theoretically out of order. You could be yotze one bracha, not yotze another bracha. That's what we mean when we say they're all unique brachas. You could be yotze one bracha, not another bracha. That's why if you're not yotze bracha, you don't have to go back. You know, but that's a discussion. Or the order, all that stuff, I'm not getting into the halacha of those things. But, so, if it was just simply a hefsek within a bracha, I would go back to the beginning of the bracha, which is what the Beis Yosef himself says. But this sheet in Rishonim clearly held, no. But there's another din by Shemoneh Esrei, the Omid Lefnei Melech. Omid Lefnei Melech is all or none. So if I broke up my Omid Lefnei Melech, I had to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Another din. Let's go back to this Chayadam. We started with the Chayadam. The Chayadam says that if a person doesn't know the halacha in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, that they should look up the halacha. And as a matter of fact, there's even a ritva, and there's a ritva that says, let's say a person is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and they realize they forgot Yalav Yavo, and they're about to say Baruch Atah Hashem Amachazir Shekinasu L'Tzion, and they realize Baruch Atah Hashem. So what do they say? Lamdei Nichu Kecha. That's what the ritva says. So mamish, I'm being mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. L'chora, again, the Chayadim would say, the Chayadim would say, it's a raya for me. You're doing something that's letzorech hatzfilah because you want to be able to catch chap your yalav yavo, so it's not a problem. Says Emek Bracha, no. If I'm going to go even, forget, not talking, I'm not saying a word. Even if you hold that walking without talking is not a hefsik al pidin, right? When you wash the yalav, you're not supposed to be mafsik before you make hamotzi, okay, whatever, that's machokas also in the sigyas, I'd say, my machronim, but you walk, walking is not a hefsek. There's a certain length of time that could be a hefsek, but walking alone is not a hefsek. So I'm just going to go walk and look in a sefer, right? Sometimes they finish in Esrei earlier, they take a long time, or Kriyishma. So I look in a sefer, I'm not saying any words, I'm not being mafsek, so maybe that's okay. But in Shemoneh Esrei, if I'm going to open up a Mishnah Berurah or open up to the back of the art scroll and look and see what the halacha is, I'm no longer Omid Lefnei HaMelech, I'm learning Torah. So even though it could be that you have something, this is a great word. Even if you have something that's not a hefsik, but in terms of being omid lefnei melech, I was mafsik in my amid lefnei melech. So the Emek Bracha wants to argue Ladino against the Chayadam. I can't look up Halacha, certainly not to ask Halacha, but even to look it up, even if you hold that Halicha, walking alone and just being Ma'ayin in a safe without opening, uttering any words from your mouth. Even if it's not Hefzik, but that's, you're clearly removing yourself from the state of being Omer Lefnei HaMelech.
What does he want you to do? You don't know the Halacha.
So you have to go. So you have to go back to the beginning of Shemesh. You have to start. You have to look up the halacha.
You're gonna have to start your Omer Lefnei HaMelech again.
No, that's again. That correct. That's gonna be a shaila now. So if I don't know the halacha, so what am I supposed to do? So is the best thing to just stop and say whatever I did too bad and start from scratch, or should I like take a gamble? I'm not getting into that. He doesn't get into that here.
I mean, his whole problem is interrupting Omer Lefnei HaMelech, so you have to do that regardless.
No. So if I'm gonna have to do that, correct. But no, the Chayadim says, listen, I'm in the middle of Ritzeh. And I say, I don't know if today's Rosh Chodesh. So in the middle of davening, I'm going to take out my phone, I'm going to look on my calendar to see if it's Rosh Chodesh, and I'll put it back, and then I'll continue in the middle of Yalav Yavo. Says the Emek Bracha, the second you take out your phone, you got to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. You left the royal palace to go to your phone. You're no longer with me. That's an Afkamina. Chayadim said, you could just keep on going. So the Emek Bracha is saying, too late. Now, what are you supposed to do? That's a good question. I actually don't know the answer to that question. According to Emek Bracha, what would you do? It might depend on what the mistake is. You're going to try to hedge your bets. You're just going to say, I'm sorry, I got to go back to the beginning. So I'm not. I don't want to take a cries for that. But lemaisa, that's the big nafnina. You left your Omer Lefnei HaMelech. Ah, then he quotes from the Gadol Minsk. I think that's the Afikayam, although I'm not sure. Let's say a person forgets Yalav Yavo, and the halacha is, if you still have your tachanunim at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, you only have to go back to Ritzeh. That's what you said before. You don't need to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. But let's say you're in a place in those tachanunim. Again, this depends when you say the ratzon or whatever it is. I don't want to get into, again, I'm not getting into Ladino, what you do, whatever different nuschalos do in those situations. But you're already in a place you can answer Kaddish and Kedusha. So says the Afikayam, you can answer Kaddish and Kedusha, and then still go back to Ritzeh. Because you're in a place that you're allowed to answer Kaddish and Kedusha, you're allowed to be Mavzik, and yet the halacha is that you're still in Tachanun when you go back to your Ritzeh. So says the Emek Bracha, according to my shtickle, I don't think that should be true. The whole reason why you can go back is because you're still in a state of Omer Lefnei HaMelech. Once you're going to answer Amen Yishmei Rab, whatever it is, you're doing something else, you can't go back. You can't now just go back to Ritzeh. If you want to go back to it, you have to keep your Omer Lefnei HaMelech. Your Omer Lefnei HaMelech doesn't allow for that sort of hefsek. Now, it could be mechal like that. Something that's like a tefillah maybe would be okay. I should get back to that ritva. The ritva says, and with this we'll close, that ritva says that you can say in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and it's the Rishon, Brucha ta Hashem aldeini chukecha. So isn't it a raya against the Emek Bracha's Yisod? So first of all, it could be, so you have a Yisod, it could be a machlokas Rishonim, but the Emek Bracha says it's not a kash at all. What is that pasuk? Lamdeini chukecha, you're davening to Hashem, teach me Torah. So we add in our own tefillos in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. That's not a hefsek, and you have a lot of piyutim that add into your Rosh Hashanah Kippur. A lot of stuff we add in. So that's not a hefsek. Again, whatever. I'm not getting into the piyutim shayla. That's a bigger shayla. But there are places in davening where you're allowed to add in your personal tefillos. Rafeinu, Shema Koleinu, whatever it is. Why? Because it's vayter b'kashas rachav. You're still only saying melech, and you're asking Hashem for things. So the ritva would say brocha Hashem al dini chukecha. You're just interrupting with another bakasha. You didn't leave Ramin Lefnei HaMelech. But to go ask a shayla, to look up a shayla, that would be very different. So again, the yesod here is for Rashi, for the Rambam, that there's a special din by tefillah, the kavana that are finally zan of Amid Lefnei HaMelech, and that's going to affect many nafkalinas of when your Amid Lefnei HaMelech continues even past your Shemoneh Esrei, when you're still in the tachanunim, as opposed to by benching, and it's going to affect when you can be mafsik, when you can't be mafsik. And with this, we will close. I was told to ask that they need two guys.